Hi everyone, welcome to the penultimate session of the day. This session is going to be unique for several reasons. The first is that the format is different, so we're going to have two lightning talks. So first of all, Max is going to start with a 10-minute lightning talk, and then Tobias and Fabian here are going to follow that with a 10-minute lightning talk, and then we're going to have a 10-minute Q&A. So if you think of questions during either or both of the lightning talks, please write them down and share them during the Q&A. So without further ado, I'll pass over to Max.
All right. Yeah, just a sound check. Okay, sounds good. My name is Max. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Open Energy Transition. My background is that I did a PhD in energy system planning, and you like research. In the research world, open source is the standard already. Like everybody uses that. When I looked just in the industry on the industry side, open source was not a standard at all in the energy planning world. So I had the choice basically to either create something or be unemployed, because I wanted really open source, an open source job. Now I still don't work on the code anymore. Like I just bring funding somehow in the space. I just tell you a little bit from our experiences on how we grew within 2.5 years to now 50 people. We're helping the philanthropic world to better understand why free and open source software is really important, and we have on the horizon 10 to hundreds of million actually funding going into open source through our activities, and not just for our company, but through the whole ecosystem. And now I'm really happy to talk a little bit about some thoughts I drafted 2 weeks ago about this topic. Okay, grid planning. If you don't know it yet, it's actually grid planning. Like we do that to figure out, what's the optimal grid investments which we should do, or how should we operate our grid infrastructure, our energy system. It's actually a $1 billion per year software industry behind that. At the moment, mostly proprietary. But there's already, I was just estimating the FOSS number. It's growing. We're getting there. The big leverage effect is really with the software, we actually decide, thousands of billion investment a year into real hardware infrastructure and so on. So it's really important to actually improve our planning tools to have maybe some impact, savings on this thousand billion factor. We hope with open source software, we can be actually much better, more innovative and collaborative to actually have impact on this thousand billions here. Status quo is also actually quite interesting. Most things are proprietary, as I mentioned, but there's also the new digital sovereignty angle. It's getting more and more important. We don't want to depend on, Russian software to operate our grid, which that's currently not the case, but partially we depend on American-owned solutions. And here, I